Psalm 80. Listen, O shepherd of Israel, you who leads Joseph like a flock, you who dwells between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Stir up your strength and come and save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause your face to shine, and we will be saved. So I think this is when they're in exile in Babylon, and they, at least the people who write this psalm, want to return. Turn us again. Return us. We want to come back. Well, actually, when eventually King Cyrus says, right, you Jews, you can go back to your land and I'll give you the money and the materials so you can rebuild the temple and rebuild Jerusalem. Most of them said, oh, thanks, but we prefer to stay here in the soft life in Persia. So you can pray for something like here. Oh, we want to go back. Return us back to the land. And then when the answer comes, people don't want it. So you do in the end, in principle, get what you pray for. So, but the important thing is to want the right things and not to just pray for things too quickly, but to really think seriously about your relationship with God. O Lord, God of hosts, how long will you be angry against the prayer of your people? Well, he's saying, oh, come on, hurry up. Quickly answer us and send us back. Well, it wasn't that God was angry against their prayers. That's how it seemed. It was that God was saying, well, I know this isn't what you really want. You're just saying these words, but you don't really want it. Because even if I did let you go back, you wouldn't really want to go. So the delay was actually because they had not repented. And that's how it often is with us. We think, oh, you know, God, hurry up, hurry up. But it depends on a lot of things, and it depends if we in our hearts really want something. You feed us with the food of tears, and you give us tears to drink. You make us a strife to our neighbours, and our enemies laugh at us. Well, yes, this is what God had said would happen. If you break the old covenant, if you break the covenant, then you will become a mockery to all the people around you. So there isn't still quite enough emphasis on repentance. It's all like, oh God, can you help us? Rather than, oh yeah, God, we've really sinned. Return us again, O God of hosts, and cause your face to shine and we will be saved. You brought a vine up out of Egypt. You cast out the nations and planted it. So he's saying, you know, why can't you return us from Babylon, just like you brought us up out of Egypt? Well, yeah, God was able to do that. But the point is, in their hearts, they didn't really want it. You prepared a place for that vine. You made it take deep root and it filled the land. The hills were covered with the shadow of it. And the boughs of that vine were like the great cedars. She sent out her boughs unto the sea and her branches unto the river. That's talking about the river Euphrates, saying that, yes, Israel became established as a kingdom in their land, and the land promised to Abraham from the Mediterranean Sea to the river Euphrates was theirs. Why have you broken down the hedges so that all those who pass by the way pluck her? Even the wild pig out of the wood wastes it, and the wild animals of the field devour it. Well, why did that happen? Well, the prophets have been very clear why that happened, because they had worshipped other gods. And yet, again, they're complaining about the consequences of their sin, the results of their sin, rather than actually recognizing we did something wrong and this happened because we sinned so badly. Then again, return us, we beseech you, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and behold and visit this vine. And the vineyard which your right hand has planted, and the branch which you made strong for yourself, it's all burned up with fire. It's talking about how the temple was all burned with fire. It's cut down. They perish at the rebuke of your face. Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the son of man whom you made strong for yourself. We will not go back away from you. Quicken us, make us alive, and we will call upon your name. Turn us again, return us, O Lord God of hosts, cause your face to shine and we will be saved. So the writer clearly has the idea that the return of God's people will be associated with this great sort of Messiah sort of leader being raised up. Well, although there were various people like Zerubbabel who might have done that, actually nobody really was as needed. And so eventually these prophecies came true, but in a slightly different way, in Jesus. He was the Son of God's right hand and the Son of Man whom you made strong for yourself. Now, of course, Jesus had some advantages in that he was the only begotten Son of God, and God did make him strong. But he'll also make us strong, because Jesus had human nature. We mustn't think, oh, well, I can't be perfect, I can't be good, only Jesus was good. We can please God, and God will strengthen us as well as his own dear children, if that's what we really want.